guys, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Backwater Entrepreneur, the podcast and show that guides your business through the backwaters to the global marketplace. My name is Jack. I'm going to be your host on this rowboat that we're going to paddle through the backwaters and guide your business into the global marketplace. Why it's called like this? So everybody that has a business anywhere in the world, I don't care if you're in US, Asia, Europe, Africa, you know, Antarctica. So wherever you are, if you're targeting your clients and leads and audience that are millions of miles away from you and you're targeting worldwide, well, you're in the backwater. You're in somewhere where, you know, you're not in the ocean, or you're in the ocean, but you have no idea how to get to those clients and fish, let's call them. So, my name is Jack. I'm going to be your host. My name is actually Željko Tonjaković. I come from Subotica, Serbia. It's a small town in Serbia, and I run my own business. I run a digital content agency that produces primarily animation explainer videos. Now, you'll notice that I'm not a native speaker, and I have been doing quite a few YouTube shows. I was doing a podcast in Serbian, and a lot of my friends worldwide and clients asked me to do some content in English and talk about entrepreneurship, online business, communication, sales, lead generation, content creation, and so much more that can help any business that is thinking about going global and doing business online, build a business, reach an audience, and make a profit. It is my very hard belief that you don't have to be, trapped in the environment that you're in, whether you're a freelancer, or an agency, a team, a big business, whatever it is. You can put your services or products and reach a global audience. And we're going to talk in this podcast series about how you can do that, how I did it. I'm going to talk about the tools that I use to create content, why you should create content. I'm going to talk about sales, communication. So I don't care if you're not even an entrepreneur, but you're just, working for somebody, I think you can find some value in how you communicate with these people on a daily basis and, apply it to your both personal and business life. So first of all, second of all, I'm going to say to everybody listening to me in Serbia and right now thinking, why are you doing this in English? Why don't you just keep to Serbian? We don't know English. Well, dudes, if you want to place your business globally and if you want to, find your way to the global marketplace, you need to know English. So for everybody out there, not understanding this, it's not for you. So for everybody there understanding this, don't care about the mistakes that I make and just think, listen to the point that I'm trying to say. So let's talk about a little bit about me in this intro episode. So I had a 9-to-5 job a long time ago. Then I started freelancing. Then I started remote working for an online agency. And I've been an entrepreneur for, about a year and a half, 2 years now. In my work, I work with over 450 to 500 unique clients that have been based mostly in the US, and I'm just a guy sitting in a small town in Serbia. And I have been working on over 800 projects. And no matter, my job is producing content, and whether it's, written, visual, audio, I know the power of video, and this podcast is primarily going to be a podcast because podcasts are so cool about, you can consume them whatever you're doing. So this is primarily going to be for people going to work. It's going to be short form. You can listen to me while you're in the car or while you're running or on a bike or whatever you're doing. But it's also going to be on YouTube, and I'm recording this with a small camera because I know the power of video, and I know that a lot of you guys spend time and procrastinate on YouTube, and you just like to see, as I do and as most people do, you like to see the people that are talking to you. So you can check me out on SoundCloud or iTunes with Backwater Entrepreneur, or you can check out my YouTube channel, Backwater Entrepreneur, and see a video of me talking to a big microphone. Also, I'm going to be doing most of these episodes by myself, so it's not going to be interview based, even though I reserve the right to bring you an occasional interview, which is kind of going to break and shake things about. And we're going to talk about how they, or my, you know, my my interviewees, how they made their business online and how they reached their audience and what they did. I think that if you want to be an entrepreneur, especially if you want to be a global entrepreneur, online business, you have to constantly, you know, strive to do better, strive to achieve more, and constantly change and do new things. So you need to go out of your shell. You need to step out of the comfort zone, and basically you need to start producing content. That's one of the things. You need to start to develop the soft skills on how you communicate. It's not just enough to be a fantastic developer or a great designer or, you know, something like that. Other than having a team to do everything else for you, you need to learn how to communicate, and you need to learn how to stand out from the crowd. So there is so much noise, both in information and in the offering that right now people have. You know, it's very unlikely that you have such a unique business that you're the only one doing that. So there are, you know, probably millions of people doing, not millions, but, you know, hundreds of people and agencies doing the same thing you're doing. And the reason why somebody would choose you is the way that you communicate, the way that you're giving them something, some value, and connect with your clients on a personal level to, you know, make them want to do business with you. So join me on this journey through the backwaters in this little rowboat of mine, and we're going to paddle through and dive into the ocean of the global marketplace. And I'm going to tell you how I, you know, build my business and what I do. Hope you enjoy yourself. I'll see you in the next episode of the Backwater Entrepreneur. ¶¶